Dearly beloved, I am writing to you young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have conquered the evil one. Do not love the world, or the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Because all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which is not from the Father, but from the world. And the world with its lust is passing away, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. At that time, they were bringing little children to Jesus that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw them, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Amen, I say to you, whosoever does not accept the kingdom of God as a little child will not enter into it. And he put his arms about them, and laying his hands upon them, he began to bless them. And as he was going forth on his journey, a certain man, running up, fell upon his knees before him and asked him, 'Good master, what shall I do to gain eternal life?' But Jesus said to him, 'Why dost thou call me good? No one is good, but only God. Thou knowest the commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not defraud. Honor thy father and mother.' And he answered and said, 'Master, all these I have kept ever since I was a child.' And Jesus, looking upon him, loved him, and said to him, 'One thing is lacking to thee. Go sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me.' In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Our Lady, seat of wisdom, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Please be seated. My dear friends in Christ, just a few brief comments today on the Feast of St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows, who is quite an extraordinary saint and also a modern saint. He was canonized around 1920. He lived in the mid-19th century. He was born, I think, 1838 or thereabouts, and died in 1862 or 1863. He lived only 24 years. And as a young man, he was very talented, he was musically inclined, he was very brilliant, was always at the top of his class academically, he was well-liked, he enjoyed attending the opera or the theater or things of the world, and again was very popular. But God was drawing him to his service. And on one occasion, because there had been some kind of pandemic, the icon that was treasured in the city of Spoleto was being carried in procession. And he thought that he saw Our Lady looking into his soul and telling him to leave the world. Now, he'd already thought about becoming a religious, but this decided him. And he not only left the world, but he became a Passionist. Now, the Congregation of the Passion was a very strict religious order in which the religious would rise in the middle of the night to chant the office, very penitential and prayerful. And he chose that order. He chose a very strict order. Now his father, who was a devout Catholic, did everything he could to dissuade him from entering the Passionists. He said, well, if you want to become a priest, you can become a diocesan priest, or you could enter one of the other orders. But he didn't want him to enter the Passionists, probably because he knew that he would never see him again. And indeed, he never did. But St. Gabriel not only entered the Passionist order, but he became a model among his fellow religious. And what's interesting is that he died at a young age, about 24, I believe. He was a cleric. He was preparing for the priesthood, but never reached it. And after he died, the other religious began to speak to one another and say, you know, he really was a saintly young man. And it's interesting because he didn't stick out. In the religious life, if you do everything you're supposed to do, if you follow the schedule, you follow the common life, etc., it is an extraordinary thing, but it doesn't stand out because everyone should be doing that. And after he died, his fellow religious again began to comment to one another on how really extraordinary he was. And the author of the book, a couple different books in his life, speak about the fact that human nature is such that we would like to do something big. We would like to do something extraordinary. But God wants us to simply do our daily duty, to strive to perfectly fulfill His holy will in our lives. And that's what St. Gabriel did. He didn't do something extraordinary, and in fact, there are no miracles recorded that he worked in his life. And yet, after his death, there began to be many miracles at his tomb because he was a very saintly young man. And also, he sanctified himself by his devotion to Our Mother of Sorrows. And his title, his religious name was Confrater Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. So he had this devotion to Our Blessed Mother's sorrows, to console her, to offer compassion to her for all that she suffered in the passion of her divine Son. And again, this is how he sanctified himself. So let us, during this season of Lent, not only perform our Lenten sacrifices, things that we've given up, be faithful to that, but also remember to reflect upon the passion and death of our Lord and the sorrows of our Blessed Mother, because she united her sorrows, to the death of her Son for us, for our redemption and our well-being, our spiritual benefit. And also let us imitate St. Gabriel in his fidelity to his daily duty, and realize we all can become a saint by simply doing God's will in our lives. Fulfill your daily duty. Do the will of God every day. Do what He expects of you. And by doing so, you are in the process of sanctifying yourself. St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the